You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio in the Shuswap and beyond. Streaming live at voiceoftheshuswap.ca. The Voice's programming is produced by local volunteers, and the broadcasting infrastructure is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Sponsoring a program is $100 a month and gets your business or other concern up to 12 mentions a week. To find out more, call us at 250-463-5026 or find us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheshuswap.ca. Become a member, only $20 a year, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're grooving to the rhythm of Richard Graham's backbeats, bringing us standards in New Orleans funk. Richard on the drum throne and vocals is supported by John Trichel on guitar, Graham Howe on trumpet, Neil Brune on bass, and Alex Ward on piano. Before the break, Alex was on keyboards for a rousing rendition of Bill Evans' Funkalero. Up next, the backbeats give us classic New Orleans blues with Didn't He Ramble. But first, Richard talks about his vocal influences.
Who's some of your vocal influences?
Oh man, well, definitely.
You mentioned Harry Connick.
Yeah, Harry Connick. I mean, when I was lucky to have some jazz educators in my life over the years that just turned me on to, you know, Rich, you should sing more and this and that. And so, yeah, obviously, it all started listening to Louis Armstrong and just that pulse, and that kind of transcended into other artists. And then I had a break for a while and listened to more instrumental bass jazz and stuff. But I guess, you know, singers, definitely Sinatra. But that's such a different thing because it's always big band.
Yeah.
And that awesome power support behind that particular artist. But yeah, the New Orleans thing has really stuck out for me, like any of the funk bands from that area, and particularly Harry Connick. I did do, of course, a phase of the melodramatic Chet Baker stuff, and so and I really appreciate all the stuff that was going on in LA in the 50s and stuff. I have all those records and I listen to them still, and it's just an awesome influence on me, those few singers. Who else am I maybe leaving out? You know, like growing up, my dad played boogie woogie piano and sang with my mom, and there was a drum set in the corner, and so I got singing, and so yeah, it definitely wasn't always jazz based. It was often R&B based. And so if I get into people that I really have influenced me, I would say like Ray Charles as well.
I heard a couple of his songs there tonight.
Yeah. And then my parents are saying, you know, listen to this Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee album, listen to this, you know, these blues guys and stuff. And so it's a full gamut, but I really like the clarity of some of Harry Connick's work. There's some really great stuff where he just lets that ooze out of him, his incredible ability to sing and play. And so trying to do that, it's always pushed me to sort of try and sing and play at the same time. Playing drums and singing, it can be a bit of a feat at times, but I try and get through it.
So you got all four limbs going in your mouth too.
Yeah, that's right. So
this next tune, we've got one more going, and then we're going to take a short little break. Thank you for sticking with us and rolling with us around this musical journey. We're mixing things up as much as we can for everyone. So this is called Didn't He Ramble. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. We're going to get a little break. I get the chance to be very involved. Jordan, James, Richard, and everyone else. And hope to keep the sound pretty big back. Give a little break.
We'll be right back.
guys. Welcome back. Thank you.
This is a fine jazz club you guys have going here. Yeah.